You're listening to the Driving Confidence Podcast for drivers who want to be calm and confident on the road. We will be sharing tips, stories, and advice to beat driving nerves and anxiety and build your driving confidence. Whether you are just starting out as a learner or have had your driving license for years, if you want to transform how you feel about driving, this podcast is for you. In today's episode, we thought we would try something a little bit different, and we would talk about goal setting and one of the models called the GROW model, which is a model that Kev uses and might be familiar to some of you listening. So we thought we'd talk about how it can be used when setting your driving related goals.
Yes, I definitely use this model in my coaching sessions. But before we start, I suppose we better explain what GROW is if people don't know.
Yeah.
So GROW stands for goals, reality, options, and way forward or will. So the G is for the goal, and it's what you want to achieve. The R is reality, and it's what's happening now. The O is for options, and this is where you look at what options are available to you, and you choose the best one that's going to fit. And the W is how you're going to do it. You know, what steps are you going to put in place now?
Okay, so this is a bit of a process, and you just follow the steps, follow the process, and that will help you to decide what to do next.
Exactly. And what you're trying to do is you're trying to, you know, really think about what you need and what you want. How are you going to do it? You know, this is why people say, yes, I want to learn to drive.
Yeah.
Brilliant. How are you going to do it?
Yeah. Is that having an action plan?
Yes. And what you want is to have the action plan, but you've created it. No one else has created it. And that's what you really want from this.
Yeah, I'm guessing, because otherwise, if the goal is learning to drive, then if you're expecting your driving instructor to create this for you, then it's going to be something that suits the driving instructor, isn't it? It's going to be something that's created by that person and what they think is best based on their experience, but it's going to be maybe a bit of a one-size-fits-all. Whereas if you use a model and a process and create your own action plan, then that's going to be much better suited to you, isn't it?
It is. And if it is created by you, you probably stand more chance of success because you've created it.
Yeah, you've bought in already. It's sold. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we try and do. So what I would normally do is ask a series of questions.
Okay, great.
So what we thought we'd do today is give you an insight into some of those questions in each of the sections of the GROW model.
And then that way, listeners, if they're looking to create a driving related goal, then can they just follow these questions?
Yes, they can. Yeah, it's as simple as that, really.
Brilliant.
Just answer the questions. Some of the questions, you know, you might want to ask an extra one that I don't mention, but basically they are what they are.
Yeah, so you can follow the process, but you can also add in a few of your own questions if you want to really tailor and tweak it.
Exactly.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, let's go for it.
So the first thing we need to do is to actually look at your goal. And one of the questions that we really need to ask ourselves first off is, what does this goal look like to you? What is it specifically that you want to achieve? Some people say they want to pass a test.
Yeah.
They don't want to pass a test because you've got to look at what it actually brings you in passing that test. So think of what your driving goals are, and that's what you really need to think about straight away. What are your driving goals? So one of the other follow-up questions to that is, what does this goal mean to them? And let's really think about, what does it mean? So it comes from inside you, this one, you know, why are you doing what you're doing?
Yeah, which is important, isn't it? No, understanding why you want to do something is what's going to keep you going when you're doing the work.
Thinking of another question there is, what are the benefits of achieving this goal? And it's like, oh, yeah, well, if I do this, I can do this.
Yeah.
So you talked about the motivation there. It's just think of one thing that will keep you motivated. Now, what's this one thing that's going to keep you motivated to achieve that goal?
Yeah, because there's going to be times when it feels like hard work and you're going to feel a bit fed up, like you want to stop. So we all need that bit of motivation to keep us going, don't we?
Yeah.
I'm just going to jump in here to let you know about our Drive Calm Journal. We've created a 12-week prompt journal to support our listeners to take action and improve driving confidence. The journal includes questions, prompts, and exercises to create an action plan and an opportunity for reflection afterwards. Search Drive Calm on Amazon to take a look. We hope it helps. Thank you for listening. Find out about the different ways that you can work with us on our website, www.confidentdrivers.co.uk, and begin to transform the way you feel about driving.